Blog Talk Radio.
This is Radio Taino, Taino Radio. That's right, we're on Turtle Island, and that's a song from a Northern style drum, Northern Cree, talking about the missing indigenous women and relatives. The reason I play that, because last night I found out that there were 23 Boricua women that went missing last year, and over 10 were found murdered. So guess what? This is a problem in our communities. Last night, Friday, 4-1 and I, we've been talking, and we were breaking it all down and trying to see what we can do to help these poor women and relatives and so on. So I started the show with that energy, and, you know, as Taino people, somos guerreros, este guasabara, pero guasabara sin almas, guasabara sin violencia, pero educación, espiritualidad. We have to defend ourselves not through violence, not through arms, but through education, through spirituality. So I like to give out a shout out to all the families out there who are suffering from what we call the missing and murdered indigenous. And let's include Borinquen in that. Yeah, it's so sad. It's so sad. But guess what? There's a Taino Spotlight number 2. But before we go into that, I just want to give it a shout out to all the countries that have been tuning in. Todo país que están escuchando Radio Taino, Taino Radio. And I just want to give a shout out to a country that's always with us since day one, and that's Australia. So I don't know, Australia, you know, say out there who's listening, but thank you so much. Of course, Russia has been with us. I know there's some Tainos out there in Russia. Thank you. And Italy, Italia, thank you so much. And I hear there's a town in Italia called Taino. That's for another show, though. Also, Japón, Japan. I like to give a shout out to Japan. And I don't know if people know this, but there's a hotel in Japan that has a huge semi three-pointer in their lobby. That's also for a future show. Morocco's been here. They've been here since day one for over a year and a half. Morocco, I do honor you. And check this out, Bosnia, Finland, our new country that's been honoring us since last Monday. Thank you, Finland. Man, all these great countries. Bosnia, check it out. What's that country now? Hold on. I don't want to get through. Oh, Portugal. Portugal, you've been with us for a while. Now, let's go to South America. Argentina, thank you for tuning in. Argentina, Colombia, one of the homelands of the Arawak Taino. Colombia in the house. Mexico, that's right, the great Mayan people, the Mexicas, thank you for tuning in. El Caribe, let's give a shout out to Borinquen. Let's give a shout out to Quisqueya, La Bella, and how about Jamaica? Thank you, Jamaica. You're actually in fourth place in the ratings right after Canada. Canada, thank you for tuning in. First Nation, that's right, Northern Cree. Now we have Turtle Island always in first place. Turtle Island, thank you so much, Turtle Island, for tuning in. And check this out. Check this out. We are live. It's 10:05 Eastern Time. This is Taino Radio, and I'd like to introduce my co-host, hostess. Her name is Inaru Boria. What's up?
Hey, Sanakori.
Yo, if you can tell, I'm excited today. Can you sense it?
I can. But you should be. You should be. It's going to be a great show today.
Well, let me tell you, man, we need it. Our community needs it. Because last night we had a hardcore show talking about missing women, murdered women, relatives, and it was a hard show, especially learning about these boniqueñas, these women. Our women are being killed, man, and missing as we're talking. So we have to bring hope to our communities, you know. We have to bring hope. And what better way to bring hope is to highlight our Taino relatives and our communities who are doing positive things, right?
Mm-hmm, and, that's right.
And tonight, I want everyone to listen. It's going to be a nice show today because, Inaru Boria, you're going to introduce our guest today. And I know you've been working hard. You worked hard in trying to get him on the show, and I appreciate that. Let's take it away. Who's our guest?
Our guest is, like you said, our own Taino brother. His name is Guatuviri. Guatuviri, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
I'm doing so fine. Thank you so much for having me in your show tonight. Thank you very much, brother and sister.
Thank you for agreeing. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
We're excited
awesome.
To have you on.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, that's great.
That's beautiful.
How are you guys doing? I hear you. I hear that good vibe going from over there. Here, I feel it. How's that? I feel that good vibe.
Oh man, that's good, man.
It's excitement.
It's Saturday night, the northeast region of Turtle Island.
That's right. It's that day off Saturday from work, right? We get that little day
that's
off.
Right. Everybody gets to relax a little bit, gets to unwind.
Yes.
Not Guatuviri. If you're interested, listen. We got a lot of our ratings in Caribbean are rising. So we want to do this bilingual. We can do this because they're listening in Caribeños, you know.
Sweet. That's sweet.
We'll go bilingual. We'll try to switch it up. You know. Okay.
Exacto.
Vamos a ver. Yeah, porque toda la gente. Yeah, toda la gente está de Quisqueya, La Bella, Borinquen, todo el mundo está escuchando. And Quisqueya, man, you know,
Colombia.
Quisqueya. They're listening. Te están escuchando. So vamos a ver qué vamos
saludo a
hacer. Saludo
a mi gente de Quisqueya, a mi gente del Caribe, que los tengo todos en el corazón. Voy a visitarlo muy pronto. Y estoy loco por llegar a mi isla madre, Boriquén, y poder disfrutar de mi bello yunque, quiero ir a yunque a tocar mi música ahí.
Espérate un momentito.
Qué bello.
¿Ese es tu pueblo, yunque?
No, el pueblo mío donde yo me crié es Junco. Yo me crié en Junco. Yo me vine de Puerto Rico a la edad de un añito a Nueva York. Yo llegué allá a Nueva York, a Brooklyn llegué yo. Entonces,
no
cuando tenía yo estudié en PS 108 en Brooklyn.
Oh, ¿Qué barrio es en Brooklyn? ¿Qué barrio?
¿Ah?
¿Qué barrio en Brooklyn? ¿East New York? No.
Yeah, I live in Pennsylvania Avenue between Jamaica and Fulton.
Yo, I was Hegeman and Miller Avenue, not too far, East New York.
Yeah, that's why I was raised as a kid right there. I went to school and everything.
Wow, there you go, man. Chévere.
You
yeah,
see
mira
how
eso.
Small world, right?
Y mira.
Small world.
Y, Y tú quieres saber algo, había muchos indígenas que vivían en New York, man, indígenas, de Lenape. So,
ajá,
we're just following the trail, estamos siguiendo la carrera de ellos.
Ajá, yo conozco un montón de Lenape aquí en Pensilvania. Yo a veces voy para los círculos de tocar the thunder drum, y a veces me pongo en los círculos y a tocar con ellos aquí. Yo conozco el bear clan y el deer.
Oh my god, mira eso.
Sí, son tremendas personas, son unas personas bien decentes, son gente buena, son gente de verdad, buena, de verdad. ¿Sabes? Ellos siempre me abren las puertas a su casa, hacen comida y me invitan y eso, son tremendas personas.
Oh,
pues,
wow,
Viri, ¿tú quieres saber algo? Cuando estaba haciendo una ceremonia en Inwood Hill Park, que se llama Shiraka Park, un amigo mío, boricua, fue a Oklahoma, ¿verdad? En Oklahoma hay Lenape ahí que viven, porque lo mudaron o lo forzaron afuera de Nueva York. So, Oklahoma, 80% murieron, porque mira, caminar de Nueva York a Oklahoma, eso no es fácil en el invierno. You know, that's what we call the genocide, ¿verdad? So, ¿qué pasó? Cuando escucharon that we were doing Taino ceremonies and in Wood, ¿tú sabes qué dijeron? The Lenape. Yo, the indigenous people from the Caribbean, they brought us tobacco. That's their oral tradition, brother. Esa es la historia de ellos, that it was us that brought them tobacco. Can you believe that?
Me imagino. Aquí hay un tribu de los Lenape también, que el chief, él me contó una historia una vez que estábamos tocando una canción, no sabía lo que estábamos tocando, yo estaba tocando con ellos, dándole al tambor. Y ese hombre viene y me dice que esa canción es arahuaca. Ellos aquí me llaman Blue Jay, así me llaman ellos. Ellos me llaman Blue Jay. Y entonces estábamos tocando y él me dice, mira, esta canción es arahuaca. Y entonces cuando me explicó, que él dijo, para yo aprender a ser indígena, a mí me enseñó un taíno arahuaco. Me enseñó a mí ser indio. Y ese hombre ahora mismo es el chief de un tribu aquí. Y lo más interesante de esto, que en mi camino indígena, en mi camino de mis raíces, cuando yo aprendí de mis raíces, fue a través de un Lenape. Se llama Joe Bear. Y entonces, ese hombre, vez estábamos sentados en un círculo y estábamos haciendo una pequeña oración y eso, chévere. Y él se quedó mirándome fijamente a los ojos. Y yo lo miré, yo y le pregunté qué te pasa. Y me dice, mira, muchacho, tú tienes que seguir tus raíces, busca a tu gente. Desde ese momento que ese hombre me dijo eso, yo pegué a buscar mis raíces fuertemente, más fuerte que nunca. Y lo que yo me he encontrado ha sido pura belleza.
Wow.
Pura belleza.
Wow.
Y él te dijo eso, ¿ah?
Él me miró fijamente en los ojos y me dijo, busca tu gente, busca tus raíces. Así me miró fijamente los ojos y me lo dijo. Y desde ese día adelante, mi hermano, lo que yo me he encontrado de nuestra gente es magnífico. Belleza, unidad, dignidad, honor. Y eso lo cargo en el corazón.
Y tú sabes, y qué chévere, que es una bendición, man. Pero tú sabes cuánto viví. Cuati Bibi, ¿tú sabes la cosa? Tenemos, muchas de nuestras familias no tienen the oral tradition, ¿verdad? No tienen los récords, ¿no? De su antepasado indígena, pero ahora tenemos DNA y todo eso. Pero ¿tú sabes qué? Muchos indígenas que yo conozco, they always say the same thing, they look in your eyes, ellos miran los ojos, y los ojos te dicen si una persona es indígena. both in físico y en espíritu, bro. It's the eyes, man. So that's beautiful you said,
man.
That. That's muy bueno.
Yeah, he shocked me. He totally shocked me when he looked that deep in my eyes. I never seen that man look at me like that. So that day was so impacted me. You know what I mean? Like when he said, go find your roots, go find your people.
Yo creo que la gente escuche en eso porque hay muchos boricuas, quisquillanos que tienen como, son como tímidos, ¿no? Decir que yo soy indígena. Uh-huh. Y muchos me dicen, mira, cuando yo me miro al espejo, yo veo mi antepasado. Ese chévere, ahí está, está ahí, los ojos.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's it. Wow.
You know what's the best, you know what's la parte mejor cuando tú te identificas como indígena, uh-huh. La parte mejor de todo esto es que antes de nosotros saber que somos indígenas, teníamos uh-huh. como un huequito en el corazón, y entonces uh-huh. cuando automáticamente te identifica, que sabes que tú vienes de una raíz, vienes de un ser humano, de un tribu, un ser humano, ese huequito se llena. Y ahí donde entra la espiritualidad, entra la dignidad, entra uh-huh. el honor, cuando ese corazón se llena completo, cuando uno sabe que uno viene de unas raíces bellas.
Uh-huh. Eso mismo, eso da vida, ¿verdad?
Eso sí.
Eso la uh-huh. vida en nuestro alma. That's beautiful, that's great.
Uh-huh. Te da los sentimientos que ya está cumplido.
Yeah, So Ina Bureia, take it away to see if you have, I know you have tons of questions. Yo sé que tiene muchas preguntas, sí, ahí.
Well, we can get through some of it. So, you know, thank you for letting us know a little bit about your spiritual journey as a Taíno and identifying as a Taíno. Would you be willing to reiterate some of that for the listeners that do listen in English?
Do you want me to say in English?
Absolutely.
What I was saying that when I was one time in a drum circle, and I was like with the Lenape tribe. I was right there. I was with the drum circle and all nice. And suddenly, his name is Chief Chuck. Chief Chuck came up to me and he said, "Do you know the song which you were playing?" And I'm like, "No." He said that was an Taíno Arawak song, and we went a powwow when we did that. We went a powwow, and I forgot to say that part. We went a powwow, and when he said that to me, he explained to me like how he learned, you know, like the indigenous path and all that. And this man is right now a chief of a tribe right now, you know. Right. And funny thing, it goes with the way I became an indigenous man. When I became an indigenous man, I used to like mingle a lot I still mingle with the Lenapes. And one time we went in a circle, mm-hmm. and believe it or not, man, this is so. I feel goosebumps when I say this, because that was like the first core, right there. It was like my ancestors saying to me, "Hey, mm-hmm. come home," you know. And when he said to me, "Go find your roots. Go find your people." I was like, "Oh wow," because I was always mingling with Lenapes. I'm always
right.
and I was like, literally. Let me be honest right here. I was literally like using their elements. I was using their dressing when I was starting. You know, I was using like
right.
their regalias and all that. And he said to me, "Go and meet your people. You know, go and, you know, do what your people do." So when he said I have that man in my heart for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I have that man in my heart.
I definitely understand. I actually have a similar situation. When I first started my indigenous journey, it was with Shinnecock and Ramapo, the Ramapo out here in Jersey. And I met my first elder, the elder that actually introduced me to Sanakori, ironically. You know, I was trying to work on something for bringing Indigenous history to my son's school. I wanted to do a performance with our Indigenous people. And, you know, I wanted to do it for Hispanic Heritage Month, so I wanted to try and get somebody who could go and, like, represent for who we were. And, you know, the regalia that I wore, that I had my children wear, the traditions that I used, they were all North American. And like I said, I got them from Shinnecock, between Shinnecock and Ramapo and Uketa. And it was, you know, Tony Moonhart Langhorne. And he was just like, you know, that's great. It's amazing that, you know, you're honoring us and, you know, you're here with us. And we adore having you here. But I got a Taino for you to meet. You know, you really need to get in touch with your people and connect with that side of your Indigenous history. And he put me through to Sanakori, and I reached out to Sanakori, and it's been history since then.
Wow,
so I resonate
that's cool.
with you on the exact same way.
It's a
way.
Connection. It's a
exactly.
connection.
Exactly.
I'm so connected by the ancestors. Those ancestors are working overtime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did one time over here. On, I don't remember, I think it was 2014. I was like literally the first one to walk down in the Puerto Rican parade of Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, what I had, my headdress was, you know, made out of turkey. I was starting this, but you don't, brother, it was the honor. It was the honor walking and letting people know who I am, who you are.
Right.
Even though you have a clothes, you wear Nike, you wear Jordans, you come from the Caribbean. I don't know if you ever heard this program, Reymo Agrieta. It was
Wait,
back
no,
in the
I,
day.
What
like,
what's it called?
Reymo Agrieta. You ever heard that one, brother? It was a show in the
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, he used to come and say. He used to come and say, ¿Y tu abuela? ¿Dónde está? And I liked it that say. I liked it that say because when they say it to an indigenous person, where's your, you know, ¿Y tu abuela? ¿Dónde está? That, you know, your grandmother, your great-grandmother are from Boricua, mm-hmm. Quiqueya, Cuba, you know, like, why you trying to be something, you know, ¿Y tu abuela? ¿Dónde está? You know, and I liked it that
right.
say in that way. You understand what I mean, right?
Yeah, la abuela. ¿Dónde está tu abuela?
Carry the answer.
Tus raíces. ¿Me entiendes? Porque te digo la verdad. I say the truth. I believe that everyone that's born in the Caribbean, you know, they are descendants because we come from so many hundreds of years back. We travel with. It's like saying right now, let me put it for example. When we go to Boriquen or we go to Quiqueya or the Caribbean, when we get over there, we buy something, right? And we bring it over here
right.
as a souvenir, right? Okay.
Right.
It came into a disaster. The world went into a disaster. So then there's these new archaeologists, and they find a semi over here in Oklahoma. What are they going to say? Like, oh, wow, these people from the Caribbean made it all the way down here.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing
right.
did our ancestors back in the day. They, you know, they came out here. They were raising our uncles, our grandmothers in New York, Oklahoma, etc. I hear sometimes people, oh, but you know, soy Taino because I wasn't born out there. And I asked them, so where was your great grandmother born?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, on Boriquen, on Quiqueya. Well, that's the root because the matriarch is the woman. The woman is the one that carries the most
right.
of the DNA of the Taino.
That's it,
that
brother.
That's it.
That the woman. Hey, we did a DNA show, huh? Inanu Boriquen. Didn't we do that? Yeah.
We did. And then we even included Dr. Villar, and we were, you know, talking about that as well. The Taino line is matriarchal, you know, it's been able to be carried through and carried over through all of these hundreds of years through the matriarchal line. So that is definitely it.
And it's so strong, the DNA of us, our DNA is so strong that when no one ever taught me how to play a mayuacan. No one ever taught me how to play a flute. And look at me now. I'm making magic with this.
You definitely are.
And right now we got brothers and sisters that do potteries. They do jewelry. You know, some of these brothers and sisters, no one taught them. It's implanted in your DNA. And then you say, damn, I remember I did this someday. When sometimes you're reading the book of a Taino, a Taino book, and you scratch your head, holy crap, I did this. It's implanted in your DNA.
That's why I say
to my brothers, I say to my brothers and my sisters when they come up to me and say to me, hey, brother and sister, can you teach me the Taino? And I say, no, I can't. But I can remind you.
That is it. I can't teach you, but I can remind you. That is a gem.
You see what I cannot tell? I cannot teach them. I cannot teach them to be that because they are that.
Exactly.
I just can remind them. That's all. And that's how I play my cards with a lot of brothers and sisters that they were born with this art. They're born with this gift of singing, artesanía. You know, they got all that. You know, they were born with that. It's implanted in your DNA. It's not that someone taught you. I know a guy that knows how to do pottery and no one taught him how to do pottery. And he does amazing pottery. Amazing.
Yeah, I've seen that. Do you remember Edwin Cedeno? Have you ever met him, the drummer? The late Edwin Cedeno?
I actually have a drum of him.
Wow, there you go.
I have a mayuacan of Edwin.
You know what's interesting? Want to hear something crazy? He's my teacher, man. He was my teacher.
Was he?
He was my teacher. Yeah, he taught for a little bit. I was with him. You know, he taught me everything I know about mayuacan. I know two of his songs. So it's like, wow, look at that.
It's a nice connection going on. It's a nice drum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful drum. It sounds so beautiful. And I'm so honored that they get Vanessa Inaru gets me that. We were doing a little event in our house, and she gave me that gift. She said, "I'm gonna give you this because I know you're gonna take, you know, good care of it, and you're gonna take out so much joy out of it." So she gave me that. I didn't have words.
Beautiful.
That was a great gesture because I know Edwin, when he made those drums, no one taught him. Like you said, he just did it, and he put all his passion and love into it. Wow, that's amazing.
I've been looking forward to finding his CD. I love his music. I just heard it a couple times, and I love it. I love it. I'm literally about your music. Come on, you serious? I'm over here blushing and everything. Can I give you what I did?
That's amazing. Actually,
I'm working on my right now. I was actually before the call. I was working on my right now my music. I was working on my second CD. I'm building some songs for my second CD. I'm waiting now for the copyrights. You know, because I have it. COVID just hold up a lot of situations, and I'm waiting for the copyrights so I can throw it out there already. I've been dying to throw it out there.
Let me ask you a quick question. So you're saying you're self-taught. No one taught you.
No.
Nadie te enseñó.
No. Brother, the first time I grabbed the flute, I was in, third grade. And it was in PS 108. It was in Brooklyn. It was in the school.
East New York.
Yes, sir. and I was like, the teacher just came in and presented these recorders. You remember the recorders they give at school?
Right.
Okay, so those little flutes they give in school, I started playing it. The first time I heard it, my brother, it was like a new beginning. It was like something new in my ear, and I liked it. So the habit that I had, I used to go to people's houses. Like, you know, I visit my auntie, cousins, and they always had one in their house, and I played it. I always played it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, up to
that
one
was
day,
definitely
I just,
your instrument.
Yes, yes. And one day I just tried a flute that a good spiritual brother brung for me Arizona. He brung it from Arizona. And it was one of those Native American flutes. My brother, can you believe that when I play that flute, I played it like a couple years.
Okay.
That's how intense that was. Yes, yes, man. Yes.
Well,
and now, you know.
Can I just ask you one favor? I want to play one of your songs. I want the listeners to hear it, okay?
Absolutely.
And this is
absolutely.
And this song, maybe after the song you can tell us about it, what inspired
absolutely.
You to compose the song. I'm looking for it right now.
Everybody, please feel very, very honored because you guys are the first people who are getting to hear this song or any of these songs from Wathubiri. So it's a big honor for us to be one of the first people to actually play and hear, you know, his music, his master track. So it's very important.
thank you for having me there.
Well, you know, the Star Lou's not here. That's our intern in studio. So I'm trying to mix the records here. So Saturday night, you know, the interns, they take off. So let's see if we got the song, right?
Who's that?
Wait a minute. Who?
That was the J Train.
Wait a minute. We got Spooky Lou in
the... Yeah, I was like, oh, my man is next to the J Train, dude.
Yo, Spooky Lou in the house. It was Paranormal Night. Wait, hold on, man. See, this is what happens when Star Lou disappears from the studio. You know, the interns, they take off. Okay, hold on. Oh, there we go. Okay, the song is called Eye of the Crow, and you can explain after the song, okay? Let's hear
Absolutely.
It. I can't wait to hear it. Thank you. You heard it here.
Beautiful.
You heard it here in Taino Radio, world premiere.
Thank you, Crow. Thank you.
Mira, explícanos esta canción. Explain to us what's going on.
Bueno, mi hermano, my brother, mi hermano.
Dime.
That song, esa canción fue inspirada una vez que yo cuando yo fui para el estudio, yo entré al estudio, estaba tocando esa canción se supone que sea solo, no hubiera ningún piano, no hubiera ningún sonido de nada, supone que sea un solo. ¿Qué pasa? Que yo miro a mi esposa, ella toca el piano, y yo la miro, y yo le digo a ella, hazme un favor, coge el piano este y tócame estas tonadas así. ¿Me puedes creer? That song is just a one-hit song right there.
Really?
It's a one-hit song. That song was done in the act right there. No practicing, no nothing.
So this is only one take you did. Solamente un take.
One take. That was just one take.
Wow, that is. You know what? This is. I wish our show was live and we can do this again in live in studio, you know. But you know, in the studio. Wow, this is. You gotta bring your wife, man, the next round.
Bro,
get that piano going.
I actually, she's right here near me, hearing the show right now, and she's enjoying it. She's enjoying this.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's nothing. The other songs we have four more. We got four more songs. Actually, it's four. With that one makes four. But we haven't released that one yet because we want to do one more. There's one more song we want to work on, and it's been a little hectic to be able to make it to the studio. But we are going to make this happen in these days. We're going to work on it so we can be able to release this CD.
I can't wait. Is this from the first CD?
Yeah, this is the second CD. The first this is a duo that I have with her. It's a duo that I have with her. And the Taino one is just me by myself. But this one, it's a duo, and we're gonna keep on working for a while. We're gonna, you know, our band, our dual name is called Cohesive Flow.
Cohesive Flow?
Cohesive Flow. That's the name of our band.
Oh,
if
that's
you're
beautiful.
Knocking out
I love
songs
that.
In one take like that, that's definitely the right name for you guys.
and it was funny. It was funny. We were sitting down. We were just talking about the same thing you just finished saying, sister. And she said, "Honey, we just sat down. This is a cohesive flow." And we were like, "That's the name of the band, Cohesive Flow."
That's
and we
it.
Just
you know,
it that name like that.
Okay, just give me the word. I'm gonna send my resume to you, okay? Because I want to be part of that jam.
Yeah, I'm actually, for my next CD, I want to go and talk to a couple brothers and sisters
right.
So I can do a couple features.
Yes.
You know, featuring,
oh, wow. Well,
yes.
So
you I'm know what I mean?
Place
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I want to feature a couple brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? So, and in one way, we can remember the sounds. I learned this. Sounds are the strings of the universe, and when all of us are together playing a song, those are strings. Those are strings that touch a nervous system in your body, or touches your spirit. So imagine
exactly.
Yes, imagine us featuring. This other brother featuring with Guadiviri, and then I have this other brother featuring with me in different songs. That's amazing,
that's
brother.
Brother,
that's
that
amazing.
Is the way. That is the way. That is our way. Collaboration, unity,
community.
Comunidad.
Yeah. La unidad es importante, hermano. La unidad. Yo te voy a contar una historia, y lo voy a decir en inglés también. A mí me contaron una historia, un mayor de edad indígena.
Dime, gracias.
Y él me dijo estas palabras, me dijo, en una unidad, vino un gran viejo, un chief grande, y llamó a todos los guerreros, él llamó a todos los guerreros fuertes, los más fuertes, y él le dio a cada uno una flecha, y le dijo a ellos, rómpelo, y cada uno lo rompieron, chévere. Entonces él vino con un bondo de flecha y se lo dio a cada uno y le dijo, rómpelo, y ninguno pudieron romperlo. ¿Y qué significa eso? En unión nadie nos puede romper.
Eso mismo, dímelo.
¿Me entiendes? Y eso es importante. Porque aprendemos más. Aprendemos.
Yeah, dilo en inglés para que la gente escuche que habla inglés.
What I was saying, that there was an elder, an indigenous elder that came up to me and said to me, he was talking to me about unity. And he said to me a story of a long time story. And he said to me that this chief gathered all the great warriors. He gathered them, all of them, together. And he gave each one of them an arrow. And each one of them broke it. Fine. But then he came with a bundle of arrows and gave each one of them, and none of them could break it. So what does that mean? In unity, no one can break us.
Mm-hmm. Eso mismo. That's right. That's the key.
That's it. And it's important because when you have that unity, you spread that vibe. You spread the vibe. You spread the teachings. You spread the ways of our ancestors because there's unity, there's strength. And it's important.
And you know, I want to be very candid now. You know, on Fridays, we talk about the missing murdered children with 4-1, April, and we spoke last night very harshly, in a sense of being brutally honest, that most of the women and the relatives that get killed or they get raped, whatever, they know the predator. They know who it was. And it's their own people. And so many times in our community, sometimes, we go at each other, right? So it's like, how can we stop this, man? How can we stop it? So you're bringing up a very powerful teaching here about the arrows. ¿Cómo podemos parar? That's it.
Yeah, brother, the unity turns into a teaching, because there's more time to teach of our ancestors and less time of the nonsense.
That's it, the nonsense. Exactly.
You know, we have to be aware of what we're facing in the future. Our children need to learn these teachings. And I say when I teach my brothers and sisters up here, and when I'm saying and teach, is that I'm using the word teach because I do not use the leather whip, but I use a velvet glove.
Nice. Okay, what does that mean?
I treat them with dignity. I treat them with class. I treat them with humbleness. I treat them as a human. I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. And that's why our ancestors were fighting for equalness. Everyone to be equal, not to be different.
Yep,
that's right.
You know, we're fighting. We're fighting when I see these fights, there is no reason, has no power, the argument that sometimes goes out here. It carries no power, but the only thing it carries is so envious, poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And that's definitely a big point. That's a very big point. Yeah. We have a lot of people within the Taino community that they strive to stand out. And in striving to stand out, they burn a lot of the people that have helped them get to the places that they've gotten to, you know, and it's very important that we really unite. You know, we can't get the outcome that we're looking to get as far as the representation, the community building, the ability to retain land, the ability to build our communities back up into these sovereign nations without being able to create amongst one another, without being able to unify and respect each other and see each other equally.
Exactly.
Mira, our time is running short, so I want to put on your next song. It's called El Semi, no? El Semi.
Yep.
And for all you listeners out there, a semi is a sacred object in the Taino culture. And that's the most powerful representation of the divine, of the sacred, is El Semi. So I'm going to play this song and you let us know, okay, what's going on in this song. I love it. I heard only a minute of it. I can't wait to hear the whole song. Esto se llama El Semi. Vamos a escucharlo. Thank you. What do you think about that?
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Immediately feel your ancestors. I love it. I love it so much.
I'm dying to hear. What's the concept? Tell us. What's going on?
The concept of this song. Bueno, voy a decir español, después lo digo en inglés. En el concepto de esta canción fue una historia que me dio un Bibi Naru, me dio una historia. Y entonces
okay.
fue la historia del Guaraguao. La historia del Guaraguao, pues el Guaraguao, recuérdate que cuando nuestros ancestros cogieron por el río Orinoco, el Guaraguao lo siguió. A ellos, mientras tanto de ellos embarcaban por Orinoco, el Guaraguao seguía encima de ellos. Cuando llegaron al Caribe, nuestros ancestros, el Guaraguao se alegró tanto que voló tan alto al sol, que el sol le dio un beso en la cola y lo convirtió en rojo. That's why they call it the Red Tail Hawk.
There you go. Okay.
And in English, what I was saying in English, that the story is about our ancestors that an elder gave me. And she talked to me about when they went down. It's like a little story they give, you know. That like they went down the river of Orinoco Delta, and there was the red-tailed hawk on top of them, like guiding them to the ocean. And when they made it to the Caribbean, the hawk flew so high to the sun that the sun kissed his tail and turned it red. So that's why they call it the Red Tail Hawk. Yeah, it's like a little story. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's a great story, yeah.
You know, and I got inspired by that. So I just, when I was playing that song, it was like literally seeing them going down that river and looking up to the Guaraguao. And making it through those big side oceans to make it to the Caribbean. And that Guaraguao, I was visioning the whole thing when I was playing this song. Because I like to vision. I like to vision. When I play my songs, I like to vision.
That's beautiful.
You definitely paint a very vivid picture with your flute. It's beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's more, I really, my brother, I'm going to be honest, I do this for my new, young ones that are coming. I want them to feel something that they can get attached to. You see what I'm saying? I want them to feel like, wow, that song is nice. It has like, you know, meaning to them. I want these songs to be a meaning, not only a song, but a meaning.
Right.
That's it. You know, I just want to remind our listeners, if you're listening live, okay, at the 1 hour mark, it's going to cut off. But we're going to go a little over time. And you can always listen to the show when it's archived. After the show, it's usually available 10 minutes. So you can continue to hear the interview, okay, for all you listeners out there. So we're going to go a little overtime, okay, just to get the full story, what's going on with Wati Ibidi.
The other songs that I have, there's one,
sure.
It's one about Guaybana. That one that I have there about Guaybana, it's like amazing. It's like a story. Yes, it's like, because the songs that I'm creating are stories. I want to make stories out of it, not only a song, but stories. Like it something happened in that song, and you have to like figure it out yourself. You got to be like, oh my God, what's going on here? What, you know, I feel like this is happening. You know what I mean?
That's
and maybe,
beautiful.
And
yeah.
Exactly. It's like a vision. Like if you close your eyes and you turn on your sacred plants and you hear these songs, it'll take you to a vision.
Oh, definitely.
You see? Yes, it will. It will. You know.
It activates that DMT, the pineal gland. It opens it up. It opens it up so we can have our visions.
Exactly. And it's like I had a brother that heard it, and I let him borrow a song, and he said that when he heard it, he lay down in the bed with his wife. It was like it took him to somewhere in the Caribbean in his mind.
There you go.
And it does. Music is so powerful, brother.
It's the universal
music
language.
And very healing as well.
Yeah,
you know,
and you come to see other cultures do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a quick story? I think I mentioned this once in the show. You know, I also played in Mayawakan, and I was invited to a Christian interfaith seminary, right? And they had different cultures there. They have African. They even had a Korean group, you know, playing their drums. So I had my little Mayawakan. And what happened was the Koreans, they didn't speak English, you know. And what happened was, guess how we communicated? Take a guess. We had 10 minutes before
the music?
Yep, the beats. We had 10 minutes before showtime.
Amazing.
We were going to perform.
Amazing.
And we had 10 minutes to figure out what we're going to do, and we just compared beats. Koreans did their beats. I did my traditional Taino beats, and they got some African brothers doing their beats. And I wish it was recorded. I felt like I was floating in the air, you know, like I couldn't feel myself playing the beats. It was like it was a true dance, rhythms. But that's how we communicated, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, the strings are like the strings of the universe, brother. It's so powerful, that sound. When you go to the universe, like when you hop out there, you know, not like literally, but when they put NASA channel, you hear those sounds. It makes sound.
That's right.
Yep.
It does.
Sound.
It makes its own music. Mm-hmm.
And when you come to see, we do sounds that though whatever is out there hears it. Like even
That's
speaking.
That's it.
You know, Mother Earth, Great Spirit, when he did everything he did, man, in this land, in the universe, he did everything according to a purpose.
Yes.
According to a purpose. Everything has a purpose. If right now, if that there's no more ants in this planet will go out of balance.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, like the ants, right?
Yeah, it'll go out of balance.
On one another.
What
so that's
the
same thing. Excuse me?
What about the ants? Omegas.
Yeah,
omegas.
When you hear...
If we don't have ants, then the ecosystem gets thrown off. When the ecosystem gets thrown off, then the other animals can't coexist and cohabitate properly, and then that affects the humans and it affects everything around them.
Everything.
Stephanie, when we were talking about that on Monday, paranormal show, we're talking about the ant peoples helping me get to the Earth Mother. It's the ants.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, man.
I've heard stories. I've heard stories, bro. It's going to sound kind of weird, but I heard stories that many BC, our people in the Amazon, they encounter with little people. So,
oh, man.
Yes. Oh, yes, bro. There's so much. I heard that there was this, bro, the story of a Sammy. There's a Sammy that there's a story of it, which I'm trying to find of it. And it's a story that I heard that there was these two brothers, two native brothers walking through the forest, and they found themselves with a big trunk. And that trunk, they lift that trunk up, and they took it to the shaman, the medicine man. What happens when they lift it? When they lift it up and went to take it, it went off their back and it landed in the same spot where they lifted it up. They went back again, they lifted it up, and they took it. So they did it two times, and it ended back. So what did they do? They run to the medicine man. Medicine man comes back and talks to the semi, talks to the tree, and says, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to convert you into?"
That's right.
And that's up to and that's where I know of that story. But I
that's
won't.
Straight up
I won't
the creation
get
stories.
Yeah, I won't get to that story completely.
Yeah. Yep. That is.
We have amazing stories, Hermano. We have amazing stories. Our ancestors left us behind something beautiful. And the most beautiful thing that they left behind on us is our humbleness. Even though that they say that the Caribbean people are loud and they're all this, but we're all always full of joy. We're always doing like a yeah, so more amable. Come to my house, eat. Like I remember my grandmother said to me when she was in the island. She said to me, "Mira, ve niño, que allá afuera no existe el aire bendito." Like over here in the United States, it doesn't see existe aire bendito. It's not like over there. You say aire bendito, tengo hambre, and they will give you a plate of fruit.
Right.
You see. So we're very welcoming. We're our ancestors left beautiful things behind, and these young ones now today say, and they're not understanding. The young ones are not understanding. The reason I think they're not understanding is because maybe it's just too much information in one shot.
Bro,
you see, they're hungry. They're hungry for it.
They want the information, but it's too much to digest.
It's too much to handle. So you got to give them like baby spoons.
Yeah,
you got to give them baby spoons. And what happens with a lot of brothers and sisters, they bottle themselves. They want to learn so much, they bottle themselves, and they just stay in that focus. But they do not focus in the spirituality what they're learning.
Exactly.
That's important, brother.
I was in Colosa in 2019, right after I met Stephanie, man, right here in Aruboria, and I went to Colosa. I lived there like for 3.5 months, and I remember I had a problem getting my social work license, and without my social work, I can't work. You know, that's my profession. You know. And I was worried about child support, a lot of stuff going down. I'm like, I felt desperate, like, what the hell, you know? And I remember getting a job at the airport, but that wasn't going to pay for much, you know? And then I used to go, you know, those roadside restaurants in La Carretera, you see the roadside, right? They have the lechon, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, un señor que Juan Lopez used to be a boxer, world champ boxer. He had his little stand. You know, he's retired. We used to talk boxing. I used to buy every day, $5. I would get a whole servicio con una sola, right? And we'll talk boxing, whatever. So un día, he comes to me. He said, "Mira, so how's the job search?" And I told him what happened to me, ¿verdad? And then I told him, "Listen, I think I may have to go back to New York. I don't know. I just can't. You know, whatever money I have is not going to make it." He was like, "El hizo." He bent over, right, because there was other people there. He bent over and he whispered in my ear. He said, "Mira, hermano, si necesitas comida, tú vienes aquí y no te cobro." Bro, that shit, bro, I broke my heart, man. I was like, oh, my God. I felt the Taino spirit right there, bro, like, boom. Bam, you know what I mean? That's his business.
Exactly.
Pero él dijo, "Mira, venga aquí si necesita comida, no te cobro." I'm like, wow, I'm not going to, you come here if you need food, I'm not going to try. I'm like, oh, my God. So, and then when I was leaving. Huh?
They work in magnificent ways, our ancestors, brother.
yo, bro, and then when I was going to leave, mucha gente no quería que, no, you can do it, you can stay, no. You know, it's like, wow, man, it's like you felt that love, it's amor, you know, that's why I want to go back, you know, and create that community, you know, it's just, that's it, man. Dímelo.
That's your land, brother and sister, that's where your roots are from. So you want to go back where your roots. You see, this is crazy. What I'm gonna say. Sometimes I speak with other Taino brothers or Caribbean Taino brothers.
Right.
And sometimes the knowledge that they know so much, they wanna like talk to you and assure you. And this is, I'm speaking because the young ones need to learn in portions, not in a smack. Because after you learn this, bro, listen to this. Once you learn about who you are first,
yeah,
knowing who you are, everything changes after that. Lo demás viene por añadiduría. Even though you have a normal life, you can have a normal life. Right now, I'm gonna put myself an example. You know, I'm always at a skate park. I go play music. I do events. I do my ceremonies. I connect with other indigenous brothers. The point is having a normal life. That the essence doesn't work bottling yourself. It does not work. The essence does not work when you bottle yourself because you're not understanding.
That's it.
So we have to live a normal life to be able to understand, to be able to understand and appreciate our ancestors. You know, because you go with that thing. Entra con esa, tú entra con al camino indígena, entra siendo normal. Normal. Y cuando entra a ese camino, entrando normal, mi hermano, te garantizo que los ancestros te bendicen. That's what happened to you. You came into this humble, brother. And you got blessed by an ancestor, you know, doing that with you.
Yeah, man.
How many brothers are right now you blessing? A bunch of brothers. Right now you're blessing this brother right here having in your station.
No, we're receiving those blessings.
you guys gave me a blessing right now. You guys
gave
me a blessing because you the first time you put my music out here in radio. So
nice.
It's a blessing. You see how we working? You work with me, I work with you, and it's a blessing.
That's it. That's how it works.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And bro, I wish I had you guys in front of me to give you a hug. You know, but that thing, I wish I had you guys in front of me to
soon
give
enough.
You a hug. But soon enough, we'll be seeing ourselves in some areitos right there in New York and all
that's
that.
That's right.
And in Pennsylvania también. Actually, there's going to be a powwow. There's going to be a powwow in Pennsylvania. I'll try and send you the information. Maybe we can all get together.
Oh, yeah, there's one. I heard there's one in Pottsville.
Yeah.
I heard there's one in Pottsville.
Oh,
better
yo, we're going to be there. No, we're going to be there. We're going to be in Pottsville, man. That's my cousin, Tracy Hess. She's helped running that. Oh
yeah!
Oh man, we're gonna be there. Are you gonna be there?
Oh, if that goes to according how they're saying it, I will be there with my wife.
Oh man,
wonderful!
And we're camping out. So yo, let's camp out. We're doing areto. What's up?
That's sweet, man. Hey, brother, sister, this brother has so much energy in him. So much positive energy.
Okay, right now, we're hearing this live, living color. What I want to do is, if you come down, I'm going to speak to my cousin. I heard there's going to be Aztec dancers and some Andean representation as well. But guess what? If you're coming down, I'm coming down. We're all coming down. Guess who's going to be representing? We got to do at least one set or something. Round dance, snake dance. I don't know, but Taino's got to do something if we're going to show up, right?
You know what would be cool, brother? You know what would be cool? If you be able to bring your Mayua parents and I bring mine.
There you go.
Ah, yeah.
Tell me that won't be cool.
That would.
Okay. Mira, es Manso ahora, and that's going to be what, May 1st?
I think, yeah. I'm not sure.
I got to ask one of my second. Boys. Well, mira, yo tengo mi tambor. It's half done. I've been doing the old traditional way of burning and cutting. I got a cedar trunk. I got it halfway in. I got 2 months to finish it. I'm gonna bring it that night. I'm gonna bring it that day. If you're coming out, I'll bring it, man. I'll have it done.
After the show, I would just exchange numbers with you and all that. I'll catch you up in Facebook too. You know what I mean? And we can bring some good music of our ancestors. I'll bring my ocarinas and everything, man.
Oh, we got this, man.
I'll bring my ocarinas, shakers, you know, and we give a little of a taste of our ancestor music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
This
is it. We gotta do it. Listen, this is it. This is what
I have so much fun, bro. When I play the Mayua Pans, I have so much fun with them that it's already getting ridiculous, the fun that I get with it.
Yeah. No. Es una cosa que te da mucha energía. If you connect to the source,
yes.
You can play all night long. All night long.
Yes. Yes. I sometimes, when I come from work, because I work the third shift, and
okay.
I, you know, my house is separated from the houses next to neighbors. So
wow.
I come about 3 o'clock in the morning, and every day I go straight to the Mayua Pan. I do a warm up with them, and then I go to bed.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Every single day, it's like a prayer before I go to bed.
Mira,
that's wonderful. A prayer and an offering.
Yeah, every single day. This is like every day I come in. I think it's not, if I don't do it. excuse me. If I don't do it, my wife and my mother are looking at me or going upstairs to the room like, "Are you okay? Are you all right? are you catching a fever or something like that?" I'm like, "No, you know what I mean. It's just something else." But I enjoy playing so much music that sometimes I even tear down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I even tear down. Yes, I tear down. I cry when I play my ocarinas. And when I use my loopers and I put everything together, my tears come down sometimes when I'm playing because I play a movie in my head.
Right.
And sometimes not wanting, it's just the spirit, not wanting to see what I want is, but sometimes I see the suffering of our ancestors why I play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
you know, sometimes I see it. Yeah. That's strong.
Mano, I don't know if you know this, but one of the reasons why our traditional ancestral Mayawakans are rare, very rare. They found one in Haiti, but what's rare is that the reason why, well, of course it's made out of wood and stuff, but the invaders, when they first confronted the Mayawakans, they saw the power in it. When they would communicate from mountain to mountain, also the war songs, they will burn it on sight. They will destroy our drums because they knew its power. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people we need hundreds, we need thousands of Mayawakans, man. We need them. It's absolutely crucial that we got to bring that back, the art of the Mayawakan. You know, that's the wood drum. We need it.
Exactly.
We need it.
Exactly. And you know what we need too? We bring out more the teachings.
Yeah.
And not, you know, it's bringing out more the teachings and less confusion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So once those teachings are out there, I know, brother, these little young ones know how to deal with a laptop. Come on now. Tell me they're not gonna understand. They're not gonna understand us when we we're speaking to them. It's the spirit. It's the spirit. How you're giving it to them.
Es la
esencia, la forma que tú le das la información a la persona sobre nuestros ancestrales. Y, o sea, hay tres cosas que yo siempre digo: don't force, don't push, and don't shove.
That's it.
I always say that. Because we pass those boundaries, there's no way that person's going to learn.
That's right.
No way. So I maintain those three ethics in my head and behind my brain and watching how I remember that brother and tell that brother, get that memory to my brother or sister in a gentle way.
Eso mismo, a gentle way, suave.
Exactly.
What happened? ¿Qué pasó?
I'm right here. Yeah, I was just waiting. I was waiting for you to say something. Sister, how are you doing?
I am blessed, guys. You guys have made such an amazing show tonight. It's been such a pleasure seeing how much in common the three of us all have as far as our experiences, you know, as far as the things that we agree with when it comes down to our Taino culture, our Taino heritage. You know, how music transcends past just regular conversation, and it really builds something internally and universally for communication and love and just being able to share and how it resonates. So I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed to be able to share this space with these two brothers of ours, our two Taino brothers that are really making, you know, strides in the community and within the culture. You know, I appreciate both of you.
Oh, man, that's great.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you very much.
And you know, Guataviri, I know, I think 100% you'll back up this statement. For us to thrive as a nation, as a people, we gotta empower the women. You know, for some reason they lost their, you know, their power was stripped, you know, from colonization. But for us to thrive once again, the women have to take control. What do you think about that?
Well, brother, that's a really good topic right there. That's a really, really good topic right there. And we need to protect our sisters. We need to protect our women and in such a way, brother, you know, that if we don't stand up, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm going to be straight out like this. Sometimes we have men like walking on the street, just seeing another man, just slap around the women. Okay, we don't know what the situation is, you know, what's going on. But the situation is that you're touching her. It's a different boat here. You know, you're hurting her. And I always said, my mother and my grandmother always taught me that if I ever strike a woman, I'm striking my grandmother and my mom.
Wow, that is deep. Eso es fuerte.
That's what my grandmother, you know, taught us. If we ever touch a woman in that level, remember yourself in your head that you're striking your mom or your grandma. So I try to, you know, are there situations in life that that can take you out of control. But sometimes I always say a feeling lasts 5 seconds. You can change your mind in 5 seconds.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
A feeling. I'm going to put a little more now today, a little more sad. Let's say 10 seconds. Because we got the world going a little wild right now. So it takes them 10 seconds to think now today's day, you know? So
10 seconds.
We have to think, man. These men that are doing these wickedness to these women, believe me.
Yeah.
O bien, y más que te cure guayaba, we'll be waiting for them.
There you go.
They will be waiting for them in those. And if they think they're passing those doors with the harms that they did to our sisters, they're thinking wrong. They're thinking wrong, and I don't believe that they, you know. I don't know, man. I just don't agree. I love my mother. I love my grandma. I love my wife. I love my daughter. I love my nieces. And the love is so big for them that reflects in other females.
That's it.
That's honorable.
You know, that's going to be for another show. We got to get you on a panel when we do that show. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I'll be honored because you know what would be nice? If someday you do another panel, I would like for you to, you guys can invite my wife. She is she's a Loa Umpquaquish. She's from the tribal from Oregon. And they stand strong for that too. I think she did a march in Bennington of women. I think it was, the women's march. She did the women's march in Bennington. There was about 3,000 people were there.
Wow. Is that the missing women, the murder women?
Yeah, she does all that. My wife, she dedicates her time to that.
Oh, we got to get on
front. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
we definitely have to connect.
And man, on Friday we do a show dedicated to that on Friday, so we gotta connect again then.
Yeah, the sister has information of my wife and her phone, right?
Uh-huh.
I absolutely do. Yes.
Yeah. So
okay.
You know, you can connect through. She has a lot of information that she can give you because, like I said, she's very, very, very connected with that area. You know, she's always taking care of business when it comes to, a violation to a woman. And as well, she is fair. Let me say something. She is fair as well. She, you know, she recognizes in other parts when sometimes that's not right, but you should not do that to him. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, it's not right that the guy's doing what he's doing, but you know what I mean? You should not do
that. Don't be provoking
either.
Right.
Exactly. So she's fair in that area.
I want to sign her up. I want to book her for next Friday. What do you think?
connect with her with the sister. Sister has information, and she'll be gladly to give you a good show. You know, she got good information on that in that area. You know, she's been a victim of one of those, you know, violations as well. So she has the mentality for that.
You know, because we're working on the show because we've been working on how to heal. You know, from people who've been abused or assaulted. You know, how to heal from that. So, wow, that'll be a great show to have her on there because, and how to deal with the pressure. So, you know, I'm a therapist. I do psychotherapy and in East Harlem, New York City, and I have at least 10% of the clients that I see are from 12 years old to 17 years old, and they suffer from anxiety. You know why? You know, their uncles – you know, their neighbors, when they walk the street,
the heckling they receive, you know, the sexualizing mm-hmm. of their bodies. And a lot of these young ladies, they can't take it. You know, the anxiety level is high, you know, and it's horrible, man. This is, like, really bad, man. You know, these young girls, you know, they suffer.
It's a shame that we in these eras that now there's like a massive disrespect to women, you know what I mean? Like massive. Even it's so massive that it comes out in music and people condone that music.
Oh wow, look at that. The negative side.
You know, there's music out there that condone the violence to a woman, but yet they condone the music for the child to hear it. So it turns into a cycle.
That's exactly it.
It turns into a cycle. If there's a woman that's been in violation like that, and she doesn't want her children to go through that cycle, she needs to change her whole cycle.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's the only way that she will break the chain. Because once she breaks the chain, that child grows up healthy. But the chain needs to, you know, but sometimes life is weird, brother, and life is like when it strikes so crazy. This is why it's so sometimes so difficult for me to speak this.
Right.
And because in life right now today, the atmosphere is different. I'm saying it from a perspective like me that I'm entering to 50 years old, pretty, you know what I mean? And the time that I was growing up, there was violence. There was violence. But now the violence, it's okay to be free. To be done, like literally.
Exactly. So a lot of these folks, man, they think they can just do it freely.
Like back in, you remember back in the day when I was about let me say 10 years old now. You remember the Guardian Angels?
Yeah, Guardian Angels. Yep.
You remember that time they used to like protect it, like literally protect. You know, I remember those guys.
Yeah.
So they had that concept of protection, of protect the woman. You know what I mean? Now, today's day, there is nothing of that that exists. But right now, it's me, you, brothers that are willing to stand strong with that.
Yep. Exactly. That's, wow. That has to come back because our women are going missing, the teenagers, the young,
mm-hmm.
relatives, boys, girls, sex trafficking. That's okay. We gotta book you and your wife, man, next Friday. That's it.
Absolutely, she'll be honored. She has a lot. She has good information that she can give out.
Nice.
And good tips. You know what I mean. That's what she dedicates
us
time to.
That's great. So Inabu Buria, we gotta be on there next Friday, okay?
You got it.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So check this out. We ran out of time. Super time. Went over overtime. This is Indigenous Radio. We're on Taino time now.
Yep.
Yeah, when you got two or three Tainos, you can't shut us up. That's it. That's true.
there's some good conversation rolling.
Well, check it out. I want to end the show with my former teacher and one of the drums that you're playing, brother, and that's from Edwin Cedeño. This is the song that he wrote. That's the Bejique song, the Medicine Man song. So I want to end the show with that song. You can listen to it. All you listeners out there, Edwin Cedeño, you know, he brought the Mayawakan back to our community here in the Northeast. So let's continue. Guatibiri, continue on the gift that you have from the ancestors, from the great spirit, Yaya Atabe. Continue to make that music. Stephanie, you got some final words?
Yes. I just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Waturiti, for coming on and sharing with us and sharing space, sharing so much positive energy, you know, sharing your story and really giving us all a piece of you for us to embrace. You know, I really appreciate it.
I want to thank both of you. I want to thank both of you for having me in your show tonight. And I really had a good time with you guys chatting. I really had a good time, an amazing time. And I hope sometime again, you know what I mean, when we meet again and have another good chat, you know, about another topic, it will be a great honor.
Well, I'd love to have you back.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, we would love to have you back. Maybe maybe you can perform some live music for us wherever you are, you know, live music.
Oh, my, that'll be sweet. I'll prepare something. I can prepare something for you guys. I can prepare something really nice and neat that will sound crispy clear.
Oh, wow. What do you think? Hey, what are you doing next Saturday?
next Saturday, I don't know. I have to go into my agenda. I have to,
you
know, my wife
go.
Has me. My wife be, like, correcting me, like, you see what happens when we protect them too much? You know what I mean? He has me an agenda book. You better write your agenda because I'll be forgetting about things. And she be like, honey, you need an agenda. You need one. You need to do this. So I got to be writing my things, so I have to go through that notebook.
Well, listen, you let us know. You let Inaru Buria know, and we're going to hook this up, man. We'll have a live show. You know, we'll do some stuff.
Absolutely,
okay.
I will offer you guys some good music.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. The people need it. La Nación, we need it.
Yeah.
You know, we need it. We all need some good music.
We all need some good music to, you know what I mean, to alleviate our spirits, you know what I mean, alleviate that tension, you know.
Well,
brother, I have people, you're not going to believe this. I have, like, some guys from L.A., like, these guys look like they're Vato Locos and all that. You know what I mean? Loving my songs.
That's beautiful, bro. Wow.
Like, it's not only to say because they're Vato Locos, and it's to tell you that there is no limitation with music.
No, there's not, man. Mira.
There's no limitation.
Mm-hmm. But our ancestors started with the Cohoba, okay? And then they moved to the Batu game. But all of that came to one conclusion, the arreto, the singing, the dancing. Those are our three sacred songs. And everyone participated in the arreto. That's the one where everyone, that was the city, right? That was the unit, the arreto. You have to keep these traditions going, you know?
They can't stop. Right now, my nephews, when they see me, like, they don't follow the traditions like that. But when they come and see me, instead of saying bendición, they say to me, Seneco Cajona.
Wow. That is beautiful. There you
That's
go.
How
That's
they
how
they say. And they have nothing, bro. They have nothing. They don't practice the culture or nothing like that. But I taught them when they come to me, and they're gonna come to us. They gotta say that. And ever since, they all say it now. Not all of them say it.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
That's beautiful.
Well, check this out. Straight from Guave. We have the late Edwin Cedeño making a guest appearance from Guave. Yo, good night, everyone. We're going to see each other again. All you listeners out there, thank you for listening, downloading the show in the future. We'll be back. Thank you, mi familia.